Kiko TV, a video commerce-focused live streaming platform, has raised an undisclosed sum as part of its pre-series A fundraise, it said on Monday. The round in the Indore-based startup has been led by the United States-based venture capital firm Sove. The startup says it will shortly graduate from the venture firm Ansqo's mobile-only accelerator. This pre-series round is currently open and a few more investors are expected to take part in it, Kiko TV said in a statement. This comes after the company in December last year raised an undisclosed sum from venture catalysts Ansqo, Nine Unicorns Fund and a clutch of angel investors. Kiko TV, operated by SmoothTag Technologies Private Limited, was set up last year by Shivan Varshney and Alok Chavla. And NBSP. The startup says its mobile application allows brands and influencers to create content, marketing and branding opportunities while allowing for one-on-one live selling sessions with potential buyers. Ansqo, live video is the logical evolution of e-commerce and shopping habits. There are enormous opportunities for mobile-first players, Ansqo, Sove general partner William Baubin said. Plunes. Health technology firm Plunes has raised an undisclosed amount as part of its pre-series round, founder Chanda Verma told VC Circle. Plunes, based in Gurugram, has raised this capital from a prominent family office, Verma said. The startup says it is also in advanced talks with a couple of domestic and international funds. Along with this investment, Verma said former Tech Mahindra Vice President Mandeep Singh, who is an existing investor in Plunes, has joined the company to help accelerate growth. And NBSP. Plunes, operated by Plunes Technologies Private Limited, says it offers artificial intelligence and big data-based web and mobile applications for medical facilities to help increase revenue and footfall. For retail customers, it operates a bidding system that lets patients book tests at competitive rates. Prior to this, the company raised $300,000, around 2.3 crore, as part of its pre-series round in April last year from investors in regions such as Europe and West Asia. Before this, it raised $120,000, around 83 lakh rupees, in August 2019 from angel investors as part of its seed round.